When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Zone. Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Yeah, might be a little mud on those boots going out to the barn this morning. Picked up some rainfall across a good chunk of the state of Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here on the radio. Rainfall reporters, I'm turning to you. What kind of rainfall totals did you get? Please use our talk text line and let me know what you picked up. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. So far this morning, I haven't heard about any damage done because of the weather that came through yesterday, but plenty of folks that ended up without power last night. We Energies was reporting in northern Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula. They had about 808 customers that were in the dark as far north as Vilas County and into Upper Michigan. Alliant Energy also dealing with outages in the Dodge County area, the Rock County area, Dane County, Jefferson County. They've got outages in Adams County, Fond du Lac County. So my point is that power outages were the common denominator of the storm last night, but I haven't seen any damage as of yet. If you know otherwise, obviously, I'm all ears, 877-301-3276. Rain should be done about mid-morning today for most of us. It's going to stay very windy, though, today. Out of the west-southwest, 19 gusting to above 20 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, more rain in the forecast. 53 our expected high. Friday, mostly sunny, but still very windy. 55 our high. Saturday, partly cloudy and 51. Try to get you more weather details as those rainfall reports come in. Please let me know what you've got. Well, as we roll our way into a Wednesday, want to go back to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors annual convention that wrapped up on Saturday in Madison. 500 plus Wisconsin meat processors we've got across the state, from the large to the medium to the small, and they all have a story to tell. Jeff Sindelar is our University Extension meat specialist. He is at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Meat Science and Animal Biologic Discovery Center, state-of-the-art facility that is attracting attention from not just in the state, not just in the United States, but around the world. And he said it's turned out to be a magnet for new talent coming to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, like 25 years plus was the idea and the efforts. Some of those were failed, and then we were able to gain some momentum, some steam, and some things happened, which were really, really important. And from the design, which was back in 2014, to opening the building, which was summer of 2020, we've come a long way. We've been in this building now, operating it for almost 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of years of learning really how we can use this building, but it's been quite the journey, and it's quite incredible how long it's taken as well as how fast time has gone by.
I remember when I was here with raw concrete and you were telling me about everything that this building could do, and maybe more importantly, how unique and rare this facility is in the world.
Yeah, it's really a labor of love. It's a really great example of having a really excellent vision, a well-thought-out vision, and being very, very focused on achieving that vision and doing whatever it takes to make sure that that vision is never derailed. And then utilizing lots of people on and off campus who are willing to give or provide their time and talent for very selfless reasons. Mm-hmm. And lots of other stuff, of course, happens to create mm-hmm. this wonderful storm, which has evolved into a very unique and amazing building.
Tell me exactly, or so far anyhow, we don't know what's coming, but tell me a little bit about how the building's been utilized so far, Jeff.
Yeah, the building's been utilized lots of ways. So I like to, you know, tell some folks, 6 years ago, we had 3 faculty and at one point 0 staff. Today, we have 6 faculty, 10-ish staff, because we're still growing. As we grow into the building, we're realizing it takes more people, and there's more opportunities, and it's this a very, I think, positive growth. But we're doing all types of things. Of course, we're teaching classes. We're doing lots and lots of research. We have over 20 graduate students in this building, one of the strongest meat science programs in the country right now. We're doing lots of outreach and extension programs. Last year, for example, we had 800 people from ages of 9 to in their 60s representing youth to the meat industry and consumers that were involved with hands-on extension programs using the facility, using the program, which of course is the staff, is a wonderful staff and people as well. We're also open to helping industry grow and learn, right? We have lots of companies that come and utilize the facility to do research and development, to study it, to better improve their processes. We have lots of universities, lots of plants that are looking at additions, renovations, or just new construction coming here for ideas. And this is how we must do it because this is how it was done correctly, right, here at the MSABD building.
You mentioned about staffing and students. So is this a carrot when you want to recruit staff? If you want more students, does this become, shall we say, a carrot to lure them in?
I would say yes and then some. A carrot really isn't the best metaphor. It's like a slam dunk. And it's really, it's such a powerful tool. People want to be not only in the best buildings, right? You want to drive the newest cars and you want to live in the biggest, fanciest houses. The same is true for the industry and students and staff. People, you know, there's this natural gravitation of wanting to be part of something big and great. And when people come in the building, you see this makeover of, oh my gosh, this place is really, really amazing. And it's not the building alone. It's not the people alone. It's the program. And that's really, really, it's incredibly impactful. It's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension Meat Specialist, talking with me on the UW-Madison's Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. What a facility. And I'll tell you, a lot of the members of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors were there to learn about new techniques they can use in their shops. How can they present different cuts of meat that maybe some buyers, some consumers have never even seen before? And always looking at upgrading their skills as far as those specialty meats that they're producing, from broccoli to snack sticks right on through to the cured meats. One of the fellows that was all eyes and all ears is the outgoing president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. That's Jake Saylor from Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin. He is happy to see the developments that are coming WOMP's way in 2024.
Yep, 2024 is going to be a good year. We're growing strong. WOMP is going in awesome directions. Like I was telling you earlier, we're concentrating on governmental affairs and this grant money that's being applied to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors members and throughout the state. And it's just that presence in legislature that has really helped us with all that grant money and Governor Evers and accepting all those things. So we're really, really proud of him noticing that there was a need in the state of Wisconsin and that we're accepting it and moving forward with being better plants and being able to produce more meat.
And it keeps the energy level high with your members for sure. This comes after trying times during the pandemic. Tell us a little bit about what this has inspired so far. It's not all the money that you want, but it's a nice little way to ignite some energy.
It is. It's ignited a little energy as far as getting some new equipment in some of these facilities, being able to produce more quality product and quality product faster. A lot of what else is needed right now is a lot for talent development.
Yeah.
And getting those people that are in school or in high school or going to these colleges or tech colleges involved and wanting to be included in the meat industry and producing those products for those people. So there's a lot of hype. We're moving forward. Like I said, with this whole Discover Wisconsin thing, we're trying to really put all of our WOMP members on the meat map and getting them involved and people going to see those plants.
Now, let's give them a little sense of how big Wisconsin's meat processing industry is. You and I talk about the numbers, but I think the average consumer in Wisconsin or visitor to Wisconsin does not realize the network of processors we've got here.
That's right. I truthfully don't know if we're still the biggest or the most in the country. Pennsylvania and Wisconsin kind of go back and forth. But in Wisconsin, we have over 500 USDA state-inspected and custom-exempt plants in the state of Wisconsin. That's a lot of family businesses producing a lot of meat. And for the consumer, for the mom and dad farms, and for those that are direct marketing and private labeling their farm products, it's amazing how many there are in the state of Wisconsin.
You got that right, Jake. Jake Saylor, outgoing president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, owner and operator of Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin, talking about the around 500 large, medium, and small butcher shops we've got located all across the state of Wisconsin. And like he said, they're always looking for more members, always looking to get the word out about the benefits of being a member of WOMP. Coming up next, a few more details on the weather that we're expecting today. And rainfall reporters, I'm looking for your updates. Use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Your healthcare journey in a hospital system can give you the heebie-jeebies. From navigating the parking garage to sitting in the crowded waiting room worrying about the results and cost. MH Imaging in Middleton performs MRIs, CTs, X-rays, and ultrasounds for a fraction of the cost of a medical system. And parking is just a few steps away. Results are available the same day, providing you with answers you need to know now. Visit MHImaging.com.
A good friend might tell you that your shoe's untied or, hey, you've got a bit of breakfast on the corner of your mouth. Well, a good friend will also share valuable insights about the scoop on money and energy savings, like Benjamin Plumbing and their game-changing electric hybrid water heaters. Potential savings of up to 3 to 4 times a conventional water heater with current tax incentives up to $2,000. Benjamin Plumbing's electric hybrid water heaters go beyond being just a water heater. It acts as a dehumidifier for your basement, kicking musty odors, mold, and excess moisture to the curb. Eco-friendly and efficient, these electric hybrid water heaters will leave your wallet and our environment completely satisfied.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses, I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. Rainfall reporters, go ahead, chime in. Let me know what kind of rainfall totals you picked up around your area. Anything else damage-wise, high winds, go ahead and let me know. Our talk text line is open to you, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Well, despite the weather outside, if you've got a greenhouse, the growing keeps going. And that's exactly why Dane County Extension has decided to add a greenhouse to their repertoire of educational tools to try to help the general public. Charity Seebecker tells us all about it.
And Lisa Johnson, Extension Horticulture Outreach Specialist, says that they've got a plan to maximize their planting this year, as well as many different workshops scheduled to help you keep your green thumb going.
The one thing about the greenhouse is that things grow a lot faster. So we had a very carefully put together table of when to sow seed based on all the research that we could find. And last year we found, because it was the first year with our greenhouse, that some things had been started too early. The greenhouse, we did a lot of fundraising for 3 years. We had grants that we got. Madison Community Foundation was one of those. We had individual master gardeners that contributed an incredible amount, and we had a very generous donor that donated over $20,000. We also had some support from the county as well. It was an adventure because we had an idea of what it was going to cost going in, and then COVID hit, and the labor costs and costs of materials just skyrocketed. So that's why it took us 3 years, because the costs kept going up and we had to keep raising more. But we are using our greenhouse for a few different purposes. We grow seedlings for some of the nonprofits like Urban Triage, which works with Black families and social justice, and they have an agriculture program. So through their agriculture program, we are starting some seeds for them. We have started seeds in the past for the beds around the Capitol, a few of those. I mean, we don't have a ton of room, but we try and accommodate. And we've sometimes done some for schools or community gardens, mostly, you know, nonprofits. So Rooted, we've done some work with them. And we also grow plants for our plant sale, which I'll give a little plug, is the 21st of May in the Dane County Extension. And our parking lot has just been redone, so it's absolutely wonderful. We sell a lot of perennials as well as the annuals and vegetables that we start in the greenhouse. So it gets a lot of use. Also, the folks from Parks have a native plant propagation operation that they do. And so they use the greenhouse after we move out of it after the plant sale. So we get a lot of use out of that facility, and we're so happy to have it.
That was Lisa Johnson, Extension Horticulture Outreach Specialist. She's excited to continue to help provide in-depth information for everyone, from the novice gardener to the experienced gardener. Whether you've got a green thumb or not, she's ready to help everyone. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Just in time for the grilling season, Bavaria Sausage expanding their retail hours. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, fresh off a visit to Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Now open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the expanded days of operation, giving you wonderful opportunities to step in and get ready for your grilling supplies, like their always popular red lager beer brats. Take a look at the smoked bratwurst. Maybe you're looking at some of the pre-cooked bratwurst they've got available. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it ready for the grill. And check back often, because I'm really impressed with some of the new flavors that are being developed by Bavaria Sausage, always with respect to the old world traditions, but also adding a new zing to some of our traditional favorites like Landjagers. Start shopping now, BavariaSausage.com. Well, the rainfall reports are flowing in, no pun intended. Thank you so much for those. Keep them coming. 877-301-3276. Heard from Margaret up by Mauston. She said they picked up over an inch of rain because it's still raining there now. And unfortunately, one of their trees got hit by lightning. So going to have to do a little cleanup on that postmortem. Mike by Columbus also picked up more than an inch of rain, and it's still raining. I know Linda from Reeseville checked in earlier this morning, and she said that she had picked up about 0.6 of an inch of rain. But again, like we said, the rain is persisting, and we've got a little bit of a thunder boomer actually coming over the radio ranch here in Madison right now. So I imagine that we are going to get some updated amounts as the morning unfolds. Now, the good news is once this rain gets through today, it looks like it's going to dissipate and be a partly cloudy day the rest of our Wednesday. But don't get too excited about it, because the winds are going to be pretty strong today out of the west-northwest, gusting over 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, more rain back in the forecast, daytime high around 53. Friday, sunshine back in the forecast, and again, 53 our expected high. Like I said, I appreciate all you rainfall reporters. I'm just quick trying to look at some of my New updates, Kirby by La Crescent outside of La Crosse, 1.2 inches of rain. Also, 0.6 of an inch of rain by Alto and some reports of building and tree damage in the area because of the strong winds. 0.3 of an inch of rain is also what I'm seeing by Dennis from Brownsville. Lots of wind, but he says no damage yet. And about 0.5 inch of rain overnight from Greg in West Bend. So obviously a little sporadic depending on where you are. Keep the rainfall reports coming. You know I appreciate them. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
The Empire State Building has over 6,500 windows. It takes 6 full-time workers 4 months to wipe the King Kong handprints off of them. That's a staggering thought. But when you think about the average home in our area has just 10 to 20 windows, even that amount seems like a chore to keep clean. This is Brandon from Genesis Exteriors. Our award-winning Energy Star windows give you a tilt-in option for easy cleaning of your windows from the inside of your home, any time of the year. They're the most energy efficient windows around, and the best part? They don't have a King Kong cost to them. They're surprisingly affordable, plus they make your place the most attractive home on the block. And you might even enjoy keeping these windows clean. But you can only get them from Genesis Exteriors. Career craftsmen, better materials, stronger warranty, Genesis Exteriors.
You could be the perfect fit in the world of clinical research. Ready to do your part in helping medicine move forward? Fortrea is recruiting healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 65. Trial involves one stay of 4 nights plus 3 follow-up visits. Compensation up to $4,430 may be provided for time and participation. Visit FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com. Or call 608-210-5454. Now is your chance to earn extra money while contributing to a good cause. Fortrea Clinical Trials is currently seeking healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 55. You must be available for one stay of 33 nights plus 2 follow-up visits. Compensation of up to $12,634 may be provided for time and participation. Call Fortrea today, 608-210-5454, or find out more at FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimwalk. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm Pam Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure.
They say yes to 7 straight days. A traveling dress rehearsal for you to get comfortable in the seat and feel the power behind the smartest purchase you've ever made. The 7-day, no questions asked return policy, if you need it, at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
You work hard at your game because for you, it's not just a game. It's your passion. But that plateau feels like an eternity.
Level up with Carbon World Health's state-of-the-art recovery modalities. Restore your body and mind with cryotherapy, red light therapy, vitamin drips, and more. Embrace your athletic journey with Carbon World Health, a hormone health and fitness spa.
Madison West and CarbonWorldHealth.com.
Buying a really good piece of jewelry may seem intimidating, but not after you talk with William Thomas. They take the time with you so you know your money is well spent, not overspent. Their decades of knowledge shine almost as brilliantly as the stunning stones in your custom piece. Come see the collection of gorgeous gems and choose one for your very own.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry, your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Celebrating 30 years of brilliance.
Now that I refurbished my entire living room with Lazy Luxury, everyone keeps asking, is that a Lazy Boy recliner? What they don't know is that my budget allowed me to redecorate for a fraction with free in-home design included. I say yes. At Lazy Boy, customizable fashion and luxury can be this simple.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
Giannis has rare recovery ability, though. We've seen it, hell, when they won the championship. Giannis came back, and after about blowing his knee up, came back and they won the freaking thing. And they were a three seed then, too, by the way. But if you don't have Giannis, and you got a Damian Lillard, who is posting below average 2-3%, you're like, okay, well, can Dame time check the watch? Can it be Dame time come playoffs? That's why they got him, right? It wasn't to be, gangbusters in the regular season. It was to be winning another championship for our deer. They always revert to this ISO basketball, too, that doesn't really bode well. When they start sharing the rock, they're good. When they do this one-on-one stuff, Doc Rivers, though, was asked, the Bucks got till Sunday to heal up. Get everyone ready. Host the Pacers. Here's Doc.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? So, perfect opponent. Listen, we got to play somebody, and they're tough. They've played great against us. They have probably great confidence against us. We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, they've had our number all year. We got to play somebody, though. Might as well be them. Okay. The only game the Bucks won in the regular season, again, regular season, was when Giannis went off for 64 points, and that's when all that ball fiasco happened, where Giannis wanted the ball, the Pacers took it into the locker room, and then, Thanasis and Giannis went there, and we're like all, chirping and blah, 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 blah. We all know what happened. Giannis did eventually get his ball. Now, Doc was asked, does he have any idea when Giannis or any other injured players, like, for example, Damian Lillard's banged up. Hell, he didn't even finish the game against the Magic, and he didn't expect them to. I mean, it's the final game. They're getting their blown out, whatever. But does Doc have any idea when Giannis or any of the other injured players will be available for Sunday?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film, and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan, and we'll be ready when that day comes.
Uh-oh. Let me just do something here. Adrian Wojnarowski. Oh, wow. How the turntables turn. Thanks, Christian. 3 minutes ago. Here you go. 3 minutes ago. A Woj bomb. Adrian Wojnarowski tweets out. Breaking news. The Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without 2-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Pacers, but are hopeful that treatments on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. So there you go. 3 minutes ago, Adrian Wojnarowski. Bucks are now preparing to go without Giannis for the start of the series against the Pacers. Kind of figured it was trending that way. Those calf strains, if you rush yourself back, then you can re-injure it, and then you can also see like an Achilles popping. Dame time, Damian Lillard was saying, he's confident. He's ready to go. They have no qualms about it. They're ready to attack the Pacers. But when you actually hear the news and it's like, All right, speaking of Damian Lillard, he's talking here. He was asked, does he think he will be 100% healthy on Sunday? Here's Dame time.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be perfect, but I mean, I don't think nobody is, but the week, just being able to get everything together, getting the rest and getting our minds right, it'll be good for us.
Rest and get your mind right and get ready to go. Speaking of being in pain, Damian Lillard admitted against you know, the magic at the last game of the regular season. He said he was in pain. That's why Doc pulled him in the second half.
You know, had a few little irritation type moments in that second quarter. And, you know, Doc was like, I'm going to get you out. You know, he tried to get me out in the second quarter, and I was just like, you know, we already here now. Let's just play, you know. And I felt good about at least being on the floor going into the playoffs. You know, I didn't want to just not have no type of game action going into the postseason. So being able to get out there, you know, guys denying me full court, trying to pick me up full court and stuff like that, I think that was just good for me to just kind of get that bump, you know what I'm saying? I think Cleveland lost, so they did us a favor.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You can go ahead and keep your rainfall reports coming my way. Use the talk text line, please. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. The showers should end by late morning today. Daytime highs probably around 62 degrees. It's going to stay a little on the cloudy side. More importantly, it's going to be pretty windy today. Winds gusting out of the west-southwest, 19 over 20 miles an hour expected today. For tomorrow, more rain in the forecast, 53 our expected high, but it doesn't look like anything severe. The winds won't be quite as strong on Thursday. Friday, some sunshine back in the forecast, but the winds return. Friday, it's going to be windy with gusts over 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs on Friday expected to be around 55 degrees. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 51. Sunshine on Sunday, 57 degrees. Pam Yonke, glad you're along with us on this, the 17th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1961, the CIA-sponsored paramilitary group tries to invade Cuba. We know it best now as the Bay of Pigs, a failed attempt to try to overthrow, at that time, Fidel Castro and the Cuban government. 1961, when the Bay of Pigs occurred. Happy birthday is going out today to actress Jennifer Garner. She is 52 years young. And Victoria Beckham, former Spice Girl, known as Posh Spice. She is 50 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. That's where you're going to find everything you need to know about their online auctions, as well as their app that allows you to follow pricing on whatever you're looking for, no matter where you are. And you say, well, maybe I'm thinking about an auction, or maybe a couple pieces that I want to let go. Well, the Steffes Group can help you there. Call them, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Today, catching up with our friend Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. April is quickly slipping through your fingers, my friend. You guys are not letting any proverbial grass grow under your feet, are you?
No, definitely not. And it's amazing how fast things go when you're busy doing auctions every day. But but yet, we still have 20 to go yet this month, and there's not a lot of days in April left.
Just out of curiosity, and not to throw you off your game, Ashley, but I've had a couple people ask me if you folks still are ever involved in face-to-face auctions, still keeping your auctioneer cadence in check.
Oh, absolutely. As an auctioneer, I love live auctions, and so does the rest of the group. But at the end of the day, it's whatever our clients that are hiring us to do, whether they want to have a live auction with online bidding or just have it all online only. So it's truly their choice.
Yeah, and that's why I want to make sure you understand, folks, these are trained professionals that have been in the business for a long, long time, if not their entire careers. Ashley's one of those. So let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights you see in the remaining auctions coming up in the month of April. My eye is kind of trained toward that Clayview Dairy Auction that's online right now, Ashley. Man, lots of different equipment our folks here in Wisconsin might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up real fast here. A lot of hay and forage equipment on there. They got a NovaCat cutter on there. They also got some nice silage tractors with the big Dagelman pushers on the front. And then something we don't sell very often, but and I know they're expensive new, but these JVS forage trailers, these big heavy-duty ones with the big axles and the flotation tires, got several of those coming up. So something to take a look at that doesn't come up in auction very often.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, folks, if you just jump on steffesgroup.com, you'll see all the pictures that you want right there. And the other nice part is Clayview Dairy just stayed over in Minnesota. So you know you don't have to wait a lot of time or worry a lot about getting all those pieces of equipment to you before it's time to use it here in Wisconsin. And that's really kind of your goal, isn't it, Ashley? Always make sure that whatever people are purchasing, you're helping them to get it on their site so they can get using it right away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll help with trucking. We're not in the business or anything, but we do have lots of connections there. There's even a bunch of them on our website. And so you get something bought, we'll definitely help you get it on the road and over to your farm for you.
Again, like you said, that's Clayview Dairy Farm's retirement auction. You can see all the pictures and take a look at all the specs online at steffesgroup.com. And it's coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd. And you'll be impressed with the lineup that you see. Anything else in particular trend-wise you're noticing? The other thing that I like about the steffesgroup.com website, Ashley, there's always something interesting to read while you're there. I noticed, for example, now the top land auctions, one of the conversations from first quarter of 2024.
Yeah, something we just started there with the farm real estate, just giving people examples and so they can get a taste of what's going on in the market. A lot of times it's hard to find comparables, and I know you won't believe this, but you can't always believe everything at the coffee shop.
Mr. Google lying to me. I can't believe it. But yeah, and you know, the bottom line is if you expect to have verifiable results, you got to work with a group that does enough volume to be able to give you those kinds of comparisons. Right, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what's neat about the auction industry is we get to see trends in real time. And so that's what we're going through now. I can tell you everything's pretty much steady, but more to come as we go through this summer.
Well, and we'll be talking to him every week, folks. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group. Whether it's land or equipment or anything in between that you're looking at, whether buying or getting ready to sell, start with the Steffes Group. And you can do that on their website, steffesgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or as I said, I understand sometimes you want to talk to a person and work your conversation through on questions, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I forgot to tell you, yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day. We celebrated it here at the Midwest Farm Report Network and forgot to tell you guys to do the same. Well, regardless, there were plenty of folks around Wisconsin that paused to recognize the grilled cheese sandwich, including a group of kids up in Pepin County, where the Pepin County Dairy Promoters were working side-by-side with high school students making those grilled cheese. High school junior Olivia Strand liked the mixture they were using.
They were stringier, which is a really good sign, and I just really like the taste of them.
A grilled cheese connoisseur in the making, that's high school junior Olivia Strand up in Pepin, Wisconsin. Callie Stokin is another junior that was helping out with the event, and they paired it up with tomato soup.
It was most definitely a lot better. I know we don't eat the normal ones, but I definitely ate this one. I liked it a lot better this way.
Well, great. Glad you enjoyed it. Again, Kaylee Stokin, a junior up at Pepin High School, along with Olivia Strand, another junior, celebrating National Grilled Cheese Day. Speaking of cheese, yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 3¾ cents to close at 161. 40-pound block cheese was up 2¼ at 161. Double A butter, 2 cents higher at $2.94 a pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, everything is in the red ink right now. December corn down a penny, currently at $4.66. November soybeans currently trading 2 cents lower at $11.56. July wheat's unchanged at $5.64. The May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 4 right now at $17.27. If you still would like to celebrate the grilled cheese, you've got a great opportunity coming up this weekend, Saturday, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. Saturday, April 20th, it's going to be over in Dodgeville at Harris Park. The doors open at 10:45 in the morning, and I'll tell you what, they have got all kinds of different categories that are going to have different competitors from all around Wisconsin that are in the loop to try to become champions. They're also going to have food trucks and different booths that are there as well. I've been pleased to be a judge, to be an MC, to be a part of that activity many years. If you've never checked it out, try this weekend, Saturday, April 20th, in Dodgeville at Harris Park, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. You can find more details online at grilledcheesewisconsin.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Matt.
And Pete Gunderson.
We recently celebrated the life of Ingrid, proud of her Norwegian heritage and a passion for art. Her life celebration included the Norwegian art of rose mulling. Her family was invited to help decorate the casket. Allow us to personalize every detail of a life well lived.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
Parts are missing and the instructions are confusing. Assembling your own furniture is frustrating and way unfair. Swap your tears for smiles and shop local at Portage Furniture, a family furniture store where you can snuggle in and test every option. Then get your perfect piece gently delivered, white glove style, and set up for free.
Experience the difference at Portage Furniture, proudly located in historic downtown Portage, and portagefurniture.com.
Your forever furniture.
You know, Will, a lot of people say we sound alike.
I'd have to agree with them, Dad.
Well, the two of you may sound alike, but you sure don't look alike.
And your roof doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Allow Sweet Metal Roofing to transform yours.
See what one will look like on your home.
I'm Mike.
Will.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweet Metal Roof.
S-W-I-T-A, metalroofing.com.
Sweet Metal Roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rainfall reporters, you can keep sending me your information right on through the morning with our talk text line. That number again, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we'll be visiting with our friends from Everag, focused in on the marketplace. Tomorrow, we're catching up with our friend Mike North to find out what he sees in the marketplace that you should know about. Well, I hope you'll join us tomorrow. As we wrap it up on a Wednesday, it's time for our Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And dairy farmers, remember, that involves you as well. Today, we're talking with Mike Simone. He is the Executive Director of Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mike, tell me a little bit about the most recent information you found on consumer patterns when it comes to beef. Beef these days in the grocery store is pretty expensive. I'm wondering how consumers are reacting.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, Pam. So a couple studies that we execute on an ongoing basis culminates in what you're referring to the last couple months at our annual convention called Today's Beef Consumer, which is a culmination of a number of different sources, something called the Consumer Beef Tracker, which is a survey that is in the field 365 days a year. 24/7. We're collecting about 1,000 surveys per month from consumers of beef and other proteins as well. And then we also have access to actual retail sales data from Nielsen IQ, which is the actual scan data that the consumers are paying at the supermarket counter. And as you mentioned, all of this is funded by the Beef Checkoff, and it helps us understand consumption trends, not only of beef, but other proteins as well, perceptions of beef and other proteins, willingness to pay, and any other economic indicators that might be of concern with consumers at the moment, so we can react to our marketing programs and tailor those going forward.
Well, and given all of that information gathering, I know that there's a lot of beef producers in the audience, Mike, that are very concerned and widely aware of the pressure consumers may be feeling on their pocketbook. We talk about inflation. We also talk about the supply chain situation of beef. Did you notice anything there as far as beef prices, consumption trends, and how our consumers are handling all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously prices are up, and part of that is due to the a tighter supply, a reduction in the herd size, as your listeners are probably aware of, ongoing drought, high input costs across the board for farmers and ranchers, higher interest rates, feed costs, transportation, fuel, fertilizer, et cetera, have really made it expensive for producers to keep up with. So and really drought has been a big factor, so more cattle going to slaughter, reduction in the size. So it's kind of a supply and demand economic exercise. You get a tighter supply, prices go up, but our consumer is stuck with this. Demand has been incredibly robust over the last couple of years during this period. There are some signs of some softening in the market, some chink on the armor, if you will. You see that in the retail data. Beef sales are down a bit in pounds, but they're up in dollars, which is great for producers. But so far, consumers have stuck with us. They love their beef, and demand has remained strong. Will that continue? Because this is a situation that's got to go on for a couple more years at least until the herd starts rebuilding, farmers start rebuilding. But that really has not taken place in full earnest at this point for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Mike Simone along with us, Executive Director of Market Research with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Again, like you said, they're just now getting some of this beef checkoff information circulated to states like Wisconsin. Let's talk a little bit about what we can extrapolate from all this information, Mike, and that is where consumers are planning on buying, or are they changing their shopping habits already, and that may be not in the grocery store, but also dining out as well.
That's correct. They're still buying from grocery store. We see more meals being consumed at home, and really that's a theme throughout the research, more meals at home, and somewhat of a retreat from dining out, or not as frequently. It's more of a special occasion because costs have gone up significantly for food away at home. But then you ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives retailers might be providing, stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef, which we track also. Also focus on recipes, doing more with recipes. Again, we spend a lot of time on that here at NCBA, and particularly at beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and developing recipes that you can do more with and stretch that beef dollar further. And then right on the line, you see consumers moving to more private label brands, shopping at different stores. We've really seen kind of this move towards more shopping at mass merchandisers like your Targets and Walmarts, and Walmart in particular, which has been in the press over the last several months. They've really done a good job and up their game on the retail grocery front as well. And then also buying different cuts of meat than they normally would. So less purchases of more expensive cuts like steaks, roast ribs, briskets, and like that. And then gravitating more towards ground beef as well as chicken and other proteins. And we see that in the data. We see that in the retail sales. The chicken has really kind of taken off over these last couple of years as well. It's up both in dollars and pounds at retail over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on those other proteins. Again, Mike Simone along with us. He is the executive director of the market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I want to remind you again, this research information is driven by your checkoff dollars to help guide what programs are funded, where, what directions we're going. And you can see it all. It's available for you at beefresearch.org, beefresearch.org. There's also great information available about recipes and nutrition online at beeftips.com. Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Listen to more online at MidwestFarmReport.com, our podcast playlist. Tomorrow morning, catching up with our friends from EverAg. Keep the rainfall reports coming.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.